And then this one, I wrote last year about this time. And it was written to honor two children who died. These are the only children of Grant and Toddie Ford. And there is a memorial garden for these children right outside the library at the Civic Center. And in the garden are two bronze herons. So that's just the background. The poem is Birds of Bronze and Feather. I thought it was a great gray owl until he turned in languid stillness, a narrow head, his long and slender beak. I raced to find binoculars and capture to the 10th power gray-blue plumage, yellow eye, his thin legs folded under to roost in that worthless cottonwood, old decrepit freedophyte which drops rotted branches when provoked and sends an annual storm of cotton fluff like inch-deep snow over an entire city block. I must admit that tree has stimulated thoughts of saws and sneaking over in the night to do some serious pruning. I certainly have not considered redeeming social value until now. Populus deltoidus, this is your finest hour. I look again among the branches and am stunned by the quiet presence of a second bird. In my neighborhood, this ragged cottonwood has been selected, picked out, chosen by a pair of heron as a haven, a hotel, a backyard home. I keep close vigil. They come at dawn, at dusk. They come in sudden, silent grace. They come the gift of wings in this ninth season, since we dug a garden for David and for Anne, planted seeds of tulips, and placed two heron cast in bronze together.